Thank you, sir. We appreciate DFCU Financial for once again being our sponsor. Thank you, Ryan, and the whole team there. And we thank our first guest, who is, in fact, the keynote speaker for today, this Thursday, March 12th, from the Detroit Economic Club at the beautiful Masonic. He was with us a couple of years ago, and there was a lot going on then that has changed tremendously to the benefit of his company and of the United States of America, if I might add. I'm speaking about the CEO of U.S. Steel, David Burritt. And at that time, David, we were talking about you very much welcoming the people from Nippon Steel to buy into your company or buy your company. And there were a lot of people who didn't understand it, including maybe the president of the United States, who said, oh, we're not selling our steel industry, United States steel industry, to the Japanese. Well, he came around on that, and you are now a part of Nippon Steel. Welcome back, and tell me if it's worked out the way you hoped it would.
Well, yes, it has, Paul, and thank you very much for having me back. It's great to be here in Detroit, where, you know, this is kind of where manufacturing happens across America, and long history there, just like with U.S. Steel and our Pittsburgh base. We have this great commonality, but we're very pleased with the way this thing turned out. And I think some people would say against all odds, you know, you have a situation where you have the President of the United States, President Biden is against the deal, and then President Trump was against the deal. But over time, what we like to say, when the truth gets told, and to President Trump's credit, he listened, and he understood, and he got the message that this is something the workers wanted, and indeed it would strengthen national security, economic security, and, you know, that four-letter word that we can say, jobs, J-O-B-S.
Which you were very concerned about losing if this deal didn't go through. You did not have the financial wherewithal to do the things you've now been able to do with Nippon Steel. Now, the craziest thing is that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, you shouldn't be selling U.S. steel to the Chinese. Well, you weren't ever considering that.
No.
And we get along with the Japanese. They're our friends, at least so far. You know, I think what made this so possible as the CEO of U.S. Steel, David Burritt, is you. Because you've said, and I appreciated this about you, that steel isn't just iron and carbon, it's people. That's what you said. That's what you believe. That's what you live and lead the company with. So what is it about our American steelworkers that still impresses you most?
Well, first off, Paul, you're giving me way too much credit.
No, I'm not.
The reason this deal got done was because of our workers and the talented people that believed in the deal with U.S. Steel and Nippon.
And that includes the man at the top.
Well, thank you very much for that. But the workers came forward. They took the time to understand it. Let's face it, when somebody's going to buy an iconic company like U.S. Steel, there's a whole bunch of people that just don't want that to happen. And then when you say, oh, no, the foreigners are coming, that gets scary to people. But once they understood, and you just think about this deal, Paul, the investments that are being made, some $10.8 billion between now and 2028, and then $14 billion overall, that's required. We have to do that because of a national security agreement. While some companies are wondering, how am I going to get the resources for my CapEx? Am I going to be able to spend my capital? Is there going to be a recession? What's the Fed going to do? What's going to happen? Everybody's nervous. We know we have a national security agreement that requires us to get this done, and the financing's already there to make sure that we can make it happen. So this is a fabulous thing that we're involved in. I always tell people, I feel a little bit like the dog that caught the car, because now we have a really good problem to solve. We got a lot of work to do in a short period of time, and making a lot of investments and working so closely with Nippon, who are experts in steel making. They are engineers, and they're bringing us what they call dispatchers, where they're handing us their technology and letting us implement that technology. And And I worked at Caterpillar for many years and been involved in many transformations. But I can tell you this deal with Nippon, I've never been in one that has worked so well and so collegial. It's remarkable how well we've come together. And I think one of the reasons is one of the benefits of this deal taking so long to close, we made some really good friends at Nippon. People that we trust. And so we can have some frank discussions about where we're headed and what we need to do. Let's face it, I'm impatient to get, I'd like to say, can't get to the future fast enough, because when we're building, and by the way, this is our 125th anniversary at U.S. Steel. So in the 250th anniversary of this country. So with our workers, how happy this makes them for not just this generation, but the next generation, the generation after that, because of the amount of money that is being invested by Nippon, believing in them. It's really special.
Well, I'm glad, thrilled that it's worked out just as you told us it would, David. For those people who didn't understand or were even against it, naysayers, it has worked out. We might not have a U.S. Steel. If this did not happen.
Well, we weren't looking to be saved. We would be better. We would still exist. It's just that we would get probably smaller, and we'd realign our footprint differently. But with this investment, we can now invest in things that we really wanted to invest in. Because you know what it is? When you have limited capital, you have to parse out where that money goes, and you have to make sure you make money for your stockholders. That's your fiduciary duty. That's your legal obligation, to make money for the stockholders. And you have limited cash. That means you have limited money to spend. So you don't necessarily spend it where you would like to, because you have that duty that you're held to.
David, before I let you go to the stage where you are the keynote speaker here at the Detroit Economic Club, David Burritt, CEO of U.S. Steel, I got to ask the local question, because here you are in Detroit. What role does the auto industry still play in the story of American steel?
Well, the auto industry is the most important industry for steel, for U.S. Steel. Our most important customers and our base, our largest base, is within the auto industry. And they're tough customers, but that's where we have the advanced high-strength steel. We have the lightweighting. We're building cars that are safer, helping them do their jobs better for their customers. And we couldn't be more privileged to have them as best customers.
You mentioned those couple of things. It does seem that steel has gotten better over the years.
Oh, no doubt about it. If you step back in time, it's not just the steel that's more formable, weldable, more enduring. Of course, it's always been nearly 100% recyclable. What's really special is safety is better, the environment is better, and everything is headed in the right direction, especially with this Nippon Steel deal.
Quick off-the-wall question. Do you think you'll ever be asked by the government to get into munitions?
You know, that's a question. We are U.S. citizens first. Right now, that's not something that we do, but we're here to make sure we remain patriots and will continue to be patriots at U.S.
God,
Steel.
I love that answer. You are so perfect at what you do. Did he come in from Central Casting, or is he really the CEO at U.S. Steel? Is it? He
flattery,
really is?
Flattery will get you everywhere, Paul. You know, okay.
I'll get you my resume. David Burritt, CEO U.S. Steel, I release you to all of these people waiting to hear from you again, and I know they're in for a great conversation with you. Thanks for coming by again.
Thanks for having me, Paul. I enjoyed this.
All right. Thank you. And you got good help there, too. I made the mistake of calling her an administrative assistant, but I didn't know what to call her. What are you called now?
Just say.
Dave's
helper.
Just say the Dave, boss. You know,
she
sets us
boss.
Up and we follow, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it. Go break a leg, as we say in show business.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. David Burritt, CEO, U.S. Steel. We're here at the Detroit Economic Club with our relentless positive radio. Paul W. Smith in focus on WJR.